了很大的工作。
And did wondrous works for the Lord.
他过世的时候。
At her death.
他的差会就是这个 London Missionary Society.
The London Missionary Society which sponsored her.
要派二十个弟兄去接他的工作。
Had to send 20 brothers to replace the work of this one woman.
二十个弟兄要接一个姊妹的工作。
20 brothers it took to replace the duties of this one person.
可见他为主做了多么大的工作。
So you can see how much work she did for God.
一个怕羞的软弱的姊妹。
This weak and timid sister.
因为爱主。
Because of her love for the Lord.
被神的爱充满。
Because of her feeling of the love for the Lord.
被主的爱激励。
And of the constraint and encouragement by this love for God.
自己奉献。
She dedicated herself to God.
竟然有那么大的能力。
And in the end showed tremendous power.
为主做那么大的工作。
And to work so much for God.
大卫很年轻。
David too was young.
但是他有一个热切的愿望。
But he had this fervent desire.
要荣耀神。
And that he would glorify God.
所以他特别的勇敢。
So he showed extra courage.
第二个证明。
There's another example that proves.
大家都记得。
That we all remember.
大卫至少有两次的机会杀扫罗。
There were at least twice that David had the opportunity to kill Saul.
很容易就杀了扫罗。
It was so easy for him those opportunities to get rid of Saul.
但是圣经告诉我们大卫没有杀扫罗。
But the Bible tells us that David indeed did not kill Saul.
为什么？
Why not?
他说一句话。
He said,
他说我是谁？
Who am I? He said.
我怎么能够伸手伤害耶和华的受膏者呢？
That I should lay hands upon the anointed of the Lord.
他想到神。
He thought about God.
扫罗是神膏立的。
Saul was anointed by God.
我怎么可以伤害他？
Who am I to lay hands on him?
当时啊，大卫面对一个选择。
Here was David faced with a choice.
很不容易。
And it was a difficult choice to make.
很不简单。
It was not an easy choice.
一方面是杀扫罗。
On the one hand, to kill Saul.
必杀扫罗他可以做王。
Because he'd be king right away then.
另外一方面。
The other hand.
就是尊重神不杀扫罗。
Honor God and not kill Saul.
哎呀，他要选择。
And he had to make a choice.
这个选择我再说真不容易。
And let me repeat, the choice is exceedingly difficult.
哪一个人不想做王？
Who did not want to be king?
机会来了。
Here is the opportunity.
这么容易可以杀掉扫罗。
And it was so easy.
如果是你是我。
Had it been you or I?
我们怎么样？
What would we do?
我们肯把两只手把王的地位送掉吗？
Are we willing to just pass this chance of being king away by our own two hands?
当大卫面对这个选择的时候，
And when faced with this choice,
他选择了荣耀神。
David chose to honor God.
Yeah, 这个真不容易。
And that was very difficult.
这是他爱神的一个很强的表现。
And this is a very strong expression of his love toward God.
他把神放在第一。
He placed God in the first place.
其他的都是次要。
Everything else became secondary.
哎呀，我们想到这里，不能不受感动。
And we cannot but be touched by this.
如果我们很恭敬讲一句话，你是神，我是神。
If we very reverently say, if you are God, I am God.
我们有这样一个仆人。
And we have this servant.
我们怎么对他？
How would we treat this type of a servant?
我们一定会待他好。
We would treat him very well indeed.
恩待他。
And we would treat him graciously.
这正是神对待大卫。
And this is the way God treated David.
最后神把他放在宝座上。
And in the end, God raised him to the throne of Israel.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
尊重神的, 神必尊重他。
He that honors God, will God honor also.
这是一个很好的证明。
And that is enough evidence.
我们再看,
Let us go on. 大卫
爱神的第四方面的表现。
The fourth way that David expressed his love toward God.
他因为爱神就爱神的家，
because David loved God, he loved the house of God.
我们看第六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
第九节。
Verse 9.
大卫说，因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me.
这里中文圣经和英文圣经有一点分别。
Here, there's a slight difference between the English and the Chinese interpretation.
但基本的意义是一样。
But the basic meaning is the same.
字句不同。
Just the text, slightly different.
但是意义是一样。
The meaning remains the same.
大卫说。
Here David said.
为了神的殿，他的心里。
That for the house of God, his heart becomes so stirred and worried.
好像火烧一样。
As if burned by fire.
两个意思。
Two meanings.
第一是关心。
First of all, it shows concern.
第二，热心。
Then it shows enthusiasm.
这个火是关心的火。
Here is a fire kindled with concern.
也是热心的火。
And a fire burnt with zeal.
他爱神，所以关心神的家。
Because he loved God, he loved the house of God.
如果我们爱主
，If we love God,
我们一定爱主的家。
Then we too would love the house of God.
就是教会。
And that is the church.
如果教会有问题
，If there's problems in the church,
我们很着急。
We are concerned.
很担心。
We are worried.
如果教会蒙恩
，If the church is blessed,
我们很快乐。
We rejoice.
这是一个敏锐的感觉。
That is a very sensitive response.
是从爱里面生出来。
And is generated because of love.
大家都知道这个，加尔文，约翰张凯文。
We all know John Calvin.
他是宗教革命的领袖之一。
A leader of the religious revolution, one of the leaders.
他。在他的书上，在他的信上，常常打一个印。
He often gave an emblem in his letters or the articles he wrote.
他这个印呢，有一个图案在上面。
There was a graphic in that emblem.
就是一只手，手上有一颗心，这颗心在燃烧，这个手举起来献给神。
A burning star in a palm that was raised towards God.
A heart, a burning heart.
A burning heart.
在手里面。
Inside a hand.
举起来奉献给神。
And the hand is raised in dedication to the Lord.
他用这个印来提醒他自己。
This emblem served as a reminder.
让他想到这是我对神的态度。
So that he would be constantly reminded that this would be his attitude toward God.
感谢主
Praise God.
他的心也真是这样向着神。
Because indeed that was the way his heart was toward God.
一个燃烧的心。
A kindled heart.
大卫爱神。
David loved God.
他的心有爱的热心的燃烧。
And his heart was similarly kindled in flames for love.
我们为这样的人感谢神。
For this person we thank God.
大卫为了神的殿奉献很多。
David offered much to the house of God.
在历代之上。
In 1 Chronicles.
29章。
Chapter 29.
第一段里面。
In the first part.
提到大卫这样说。
David is said here.
他爱神的殿。
That he loved the house of God.
所以他奉献。
And therefore he offered.
奉献很多。
And he offered in abundance.
3000他连的金子
3,000 talents of gold
7,000 他连的银子
7,000 talents of refined silver
这是他乐意的奉献
And he joyfully dedicated to God
一个爱神的人
A person that loves God
一定关心心神的家
Will naturally be concerned with the house of God
一个关心神家的人
A person that is concerned with the house of God
一定乐意奉献
Will naturally offer in joyfully.
这个奉献是个爱的问题。
Offering is a matter of love.
一个不爱主的人要他奉献很辛苦。
For a person that does not love God, offering becomes quite a problem.
他的心很痛。
It hurts to give.
奉献一点他觉得太多了。
Give a little bit and he feels it is way too much.
他是一个爱主的人。
But a person that loves God,
他欢欢喜喜的慷慨的奉献。
Gives generously and happily.
在香港的培灵会。
There was a spiritual meeting in Hong Kong.
有一次有一个西教士讲座讲员。
There was a missionary that was a speaker.
他的中国名字叫贝苏凯牧师 Mr. Frame.
Mr. Frame, who was a missionary.
他是 OMS, 从前的 CIM 的一个宣教士。
He's a missionary from OMS.
他讲了一个事实。
And he told about an incident.
他是加拿大人。
He was Canadian born.
他说多年前呢。
He said that many years ago.
加拿大有一个青年。
There was a young man from Canada.
有一次他参加一个宣教大会。
He went to a missionary convention once.
受感动。
And he was very touched.
回家以后。
After he went home.
他就祷告。
He started to pray.
应该为这个拆船工作奉献多少呢?
He wanted to pray to ask God how much to give towards this mission.
他祷告了半个钟头。
He prayed for half an hour.
最后决定奉献五块钱。
Finally decided that he would offer $5.
那个时候五块钱也不少。
In those days, $5 was a big sum of money.
这是几十年前了。
That was many years ago.
但是第二天。
But the next day,
他的女朋友来看他。
Girlfriend came to visit him.
他就和女朋友一起出去。
And so they went out.
他为了女朋友用了$30。
And he spent $30 on his girlfriend.
Mr. Frame 说 ,he spent $30 on his girlfriend without any prayer.
And it was spent without prayer.
这是他的这个 actual wording 啊，我没有改的。他最后说这是。这是个爱的问题。
This is a matter of love.
爱，所以就慷慨。
Because of love, one is generous.
真的爱一定慷慨。
True love is itself generous.
当为爱神。
And David loved the Lord.
所以他很慷慨。
Therefore, he gave generously.
我们再看。
Let us go on.
当为爱神的历史。第五个表现。
The fifth expression of David's love toward God.
就是他因为爱神，所以爱神的百姓。
Because he loved God, he loved the people of God.
我们看十六篇第三节。
Psalm 16 verse 3 tells us.
十六篇第三节。
Psalm 16 verse 3.
论到世上的圣灵，他们又美又善。是我最喜悦的。
Psalm 16 verse 3 But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight.
大卫很爱圣灵。
David loved the saints.
圣灵就是耶和华的百姓。
Meaning the people of God.
大卫爱耶和华所以爱耶和华的百姓。
David loved God and therefore he loved the people of God.
大卫说他们又美又善。
And David called them excellent.
是真的吗?
Is that so?
以色列人是又美又善吗?
Were the Israelites indeed excellent and fair?
不错,他们中间有一部分是又美又善。
It was probably a portion of them that were excellent and fair.
但我相信很多犹太人呢,又不美又不善。
But I dare say a large proportion of them were neither fair nor excellent.
但是大卫看他们可爱。
But David saw, took delight in them.
因为他爱神
Because he loved God.
在神的眼中
In God's eye,
他的百姓他的孩儿女们是可爱
His children, his people are indeed a delight.
我们可爱吗
Are we lovable?
我们是天父的儿女
We are the children of God.
我们可爱吗
Are we lovable?
我们如果自己打分数
If we were to grade ourselves,
我们有多少分呢
How much would we get?
刚才唱诗的时候
The hymns that we sang earlier,
我们给别人打分数。
We can grade other people.
但是在神的面前。
But before God.
我们为自己打分数。
We can only grade ourselves.
我们这些属神的人。
We that belong to God.
我们是不是又美又善的人。
Are we indeed excellent and fair?
我们真是讲不出这句话。
In fact, we find it hard put to say so.
但是感谢主。
But we praise God.
在他的爱的眼中看。
That in the loving eyes of God.
我们是美的善的。
We are good, we are excellent.
为什么这样？
Why?
两个意思。
Two meanings.
第一。
First of all.
爱改变人的样子。
Love can transform one's appearance.
第二。
Secondly.
主是以将来的眼光看我们。
God views us with a perspective from the future.
将来我们在天上。
That in the future when we are in heaven.
我们脱离了肉体。
When we have been released from the physical.
那个时候我们完全的。
Then we will be perfect.
我们离开了一切的罪。
We have passed away from sin.
我们得到属灵的身体。
We have spiritual body.
那个时候我们又美又善。
Then it is that we are excellent and fair.
所以神在基督里面用将来的眼光看我们。
So it is in Christ that God views us with a perspective in the future.
同时现在呢，神你从耶稣基督的爱里面，从他的宝血下面看我们。
And at the present, God views us through the blood of Christ.
看我们也是美好的。
And because of this, we are viewed as excellent.
我们的罪都得些赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
基督的宝血遮盖我们一切的罪。
The blood of Christ has covered all blemishes from us.
如果我们爱一个人，
If we love someone,
我们就会注意他的优点。
We will start to pay attention to the strengths of that person.
我们就觉得他很好看。
We will see how attractive that person is.
一个不好看的人也看得好看。
Even if the person is not attractive at all.
这是爱。
That is love.
主用他的爱的眼光看我们。
And God views us from this perspective of love.
大卫就是这样的看以色列人。
This is the way David views the Israelites.
他们是耶和华的百姓。
They were the people of the Lord.
他们爱，他爱耶和华。
And because David loved the Lord,
所以他爱耶和华的百姓。
David would love the people of the Lord.
如果我们爱主，
if we love God,
我们就会爱基督徒。
We would love fellow Christians,
是我们的弟兄姊妹。
Our own brothers and sisters,
我们就欢喜和他们来往。
We would like to fellowship with them.
我们就有团契生活。
We would have a body life.
彼此的帮助。
We would help each other.
彼此的代祷。
And we would pray for each other.
彼此的勉励。
We would encourage one another.
这样交通的时候，
and under this type of fellowship,
我们一起更爱主。
We will love the Lord as one body even more.
最后，
finally,
大卫因为爱神，他的心和神合而为一。
Because David loved God, his heart was united to God.
我们看九十七篇，
Psalm 97,
第十节，
97 verse 10.
九十七篇第十节。
Psalm 97 verse 10。
你们爱耶和华的，都当恨恶罪恶。
Ye that love the Lord, hate evil.
这是大卫的话。
These are the words of David.
爱耶和华就应该爱神所爱，恨神所恨。
If we love the Lord, we would love what God loves and hate what God hates.
所以爱是同心。
So we are of one heart with God.
爱一定产生了这个心灵的合一。
Love will necessarily produce unity of the heart.
我们爱神，我们的心和神的心相合。
If we love God, then our hearts will be unified with God.
我们以神的快乐为乐。
When we will rejoice in what God rejoices in,
以神的忧伤为忧伤,
and we will grieve over what God grieves over,
恨神说恨,
we will hate what God hates,
爱神说爱,
and love what God loves.
这是真的爱,
that is true love.
所以保罗大卫说你们爱耶和华的人都当恨恶罪恶。
The words of David here says, ye that love the Lord hate evil.
因为耶和华恨罪恶。
Because the Lord hates evil.
这是一个爱的证据。
That is the evidence of love.
有证据大卫正是这样吗？
Now with all this evidence, is David truly the way he is?
是的。
Yes, he is.
大家记得大卫有一次跌倒。
We remember the time that David fell.
跌到得很悲惨。
And he felt a very grievous.
落在大罪里面。
He committed great sin.
但是后来他悔改。
But he repented.
为什么悔改？
Why did he repent?
我们看那个原因。
Let us see the reason.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第十一节。
Psalm 51 verse 11.
五十一篇十一节。
Psalm 51 verse
11。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。
Cast me not away from thy presence。
在这里我们看见。
Here we see。
大卫最怕的是离开神的面。
That what David feared most was to be away from the presence of God。
他在犯罪以后。
After he sinned。
他最大的痛苦就是和神的面离开。
His greatest agony was that he had turned away from the face of God.
他和神交通断绝。
And that he had no longer any fellowship with God.
他和神的那个密切的关系被破坏。
His intimacy with God was destroyed.
当他犯罪的时候。
After he sinned.
他的心暂时麻木了。
His heart was for a while numbed.
罪能够使我们的心麻木。
And sin that indeed has this effect of numbing our hearts.
但是后来大卫慢慢他的心醒过来。
But he awakened.
他的心破碎了，因为他发现他破碎了神的心。
And his heart was broken because he discovered that it was God's heart that he had broke.
现在他悔改。
And so he repented.
他和神的关系恢复。
He wanted to recover this relationship with God.
立刻他心里有了喜乐。
Immediately he had joy.
所以下面十六节。
Verse 16 goes on and tell us.
第十五节。十四十五。
Verses 14 and 15.
神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
他一离开了他的罪，立刻他的赞美的口又开了。
The minute he left his sins, his mouth started to show forth praise.
他心里又充满了神的同在。
And his heart was once again filled with the presence of God.
充满了喜乐。
Filled with joy.
充满了见证的歌声。
Filled with songs of witnessing.
最后他说。
And in the end he said.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
The broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
这是大卫悔改的动力。
Here is the motivating force of David's repentance.
还是神的爱。
God's love, still the same.
感谢主。
Praise God.
在大卫的身上。
And in the person of David,
我们实在学了爱神的功课。
We see and learn the lesson of loving God.
诗篇非常宝贵。
The Psalms itself is a treasury.
求主帮助我们更爱主。
May God help us to love Him more.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们每一个人用一分钟默默祷告。
We'd like to spend 1 minute so that each of us can have the opportunity to pray alone to God.
我们为了神的爱感谢他。
We will thank God for loving us.
我们也省察自己爱神的心。
And we will examine how well we have loved God in return.
我们默默祷告。
Let us pray quietly.
我们为了大卫的爱感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for David's love.
但是我们为了你自己的爱更加感谢。
But we thank you even more for thy love.
主啊，我们每一个人都接受了你的爱。
For all of us that have received of your love.
永远的爱。
Of your never changing love.
是我们不配得的爱。
How much we are unworthy of thy love.
是拯救我们的爱。
A love of salvation.
从永远到永远的爱。
A love from eternity unto eternity.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们也愿意更加的爱你。
And we desire to love you more.
主，我们过去缺少爱主的心，求主赦免我们。
We ask for thy forgiveness in the past where we have failed to love you.
主啊，愿你的爱激励我们。
We ask that your love will continue to constrain us.
使我们每一个人都追求 都学习更加真实的态度。
So that each one of us can truly try to learn to pursue to love you more.
就是听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我请大家为我祷告。
I'd like to ask you all to pray for me.
因为我的上风了。
Because I've caught cold.
我的声音有点哑了。
And my voice is turning hoarse.
所以我也慢慢讲，很小声讲。
So I cannot raise my voice nor my speed.
这个 microphone 帮助我很大。
I am very grateful for the microphone.
不然今天晚上就不能讲。
Otherwise I wouldn't be able to speak.
如果放开声音，明天就没有声音了。
Because if I spoke anything louder than I would, then I wouldn't have any voice left tomorrow.
好。我不晓得你们有没有听得清楚，这个 microphone 是不是清楚？
I wonder if everything was clear.
也许明天早上我还要这样小声讲。
Maybe tomorrow I will have to still resume this volume.
我希望这个上风刚开好，这个不要喉这个失掉声音就拦住了。
I hope I won't lose my voice.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.